Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jack Kust. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lenny DiNardo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The second baseman, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive towards short. Peralta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Suzuki scoops up the ball and tags Martinez for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carmona fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Buck moves to third. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck scores. Ellis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Gutierrez reaches second base with a double. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to third. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Hanahan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hanahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hanahan takes first base on ball 4. Cust moves to second. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Cust moves to third. Hanahan moves to second. Chris DeNorfia pinch hits for Ryan Sweeney. Chris DeNorfia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeNorfia takes first base on ball 4. Cust scores. Hanahan moves to third. Suzuki moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jensen Lewis now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Buck strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris D'Onofrio now playing center field. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hafner is 0-1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peralta is 0-1 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hanahan. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garko is 0-1 in the game. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peralta moves to third. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gutierrez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barton for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sweeney is 0-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cust is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cust strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crosby is 0-2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Michaels is 0-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Blake is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cabrera is 0-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Hanahan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hanahan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Suzuki is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of 3-2. D'Onofrio is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. He's got one RBI. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buck takes first base on ball 4. D'Onofrio moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafner moves to second. Joey Devine now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garko takes first base on ball 4. Hafner moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David DeLucci pinch hits for Jason Michaels. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci takes first base on ball 4. Hafner scores. Martinez moves to third. Garko moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. David DeLucci now playing left field. Rafael Perez now pitching. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barton moves to third. Emil Brown pinch hits for Jack Cust. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barton scores. Sweeney moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. D'Onofrio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Emil Brown now playing left field. Alan Embree now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Masahide Kobayashi now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buck is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andrew Brown now pitching. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-3 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garko hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Denorfia. Garko reaches second base with a double. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Crosby. DeLucci moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blake is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. DeNorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeLucci moves to third. One out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. DeNorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeLucci tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 4 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.